You're listening to The World Cafe, and Sting is our guest today. Later on, we'll listen back to him on stage from the year 2000. But first up, Sting has a new album of old material. In fact, the material is from the 16th century. Sting has become enamored of the lute and the music of British composer John Dowland, who has been described as the 16th century archetype for today's singer-songwriter.
He was the first alienated singer-songwriter. he was a composer and a songwriter. He wrote 88 songs. And he was also reputedly the finest lutenist in England, if not Europe. Even so, the job that he coveted most of all was to play lute for Queen Elizabeth I. And because of his amazing lute playing, he expected to walk into that job when the position became vacant. The Queen's lutenist was called John Johnson. When he died, Mr. Dowland did not get the job, and he felt very embittered and angry at this. He put it down to his Catholicism. This may or may not be true, but he left England and he toured Europe for a large part of his life. He played for the King of Denmark, he played for the Medici in Florence, he played in Venice and the princes of Germany. And, navigated this very difficult political world that was happening at the time, and yet created the most wonderful music.
Now, how did you and Eden Karamazov meet and collaborate?
Boy, that's a long story, but I thought we'd met like 2 years ago. And that's him, you know, playing. We met backstage at one of my concerts in Frankfurt, and he played the lute for me, and I was totally blown away. And he talked about Dowland, and I said, "Well, why don't you come to my house and we'll learn a few songs?" And we'd spent a nice weekend together, and we sang together, and I got very enthused by the music. And then a couple of weeks later, he told me he had a confession to make. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I met you many years ago. I met you about 16 years ago." And I said, "Well, I don't remember. Remind me where it was." So me and my band were playing in a circus. There was a trio. It was two guitarists and a guy who played what looked like tuned milk bottles. And we were playing Rimsky-Korsakov and Mozart in a circus. And I began to remember. I'd seen this band. I was very impressed by this wacky classical music. And I sent a message backstage to say, "Would you come and play for my wife's birthday party?" And I got the prompt answer back, "No, we don't play birthday parties. We're serious musicians." And Eden said, "Well, that was me, and I'm sorry."
Eden, I'd like to maybe talk lute with you a little bit, because I think people may not know much about the instrument. Mm-hmm. There are two things it reminds me of. The shape of it reminds me kind of an oud, and the sound, it makes me think that perhaps its role at the time was kind of to be the traveling harpsichord or something in a way.
So the word lute comes from the word al-oud, which means wood in Arab language. And when they brought it to Spain, al-oud changed to laud, which now we have the Latin name, which is laud, lute, and lute in French. So the lute was the omnipresent instrument during the Renaissance, and then also in the Baroque, and then in the time of Mozart, it disappeared. Just we could have it just hanging on the walls in some distant castles.
The lowest trees have tops, the ant her gall, the fly her spleen, the little spark is heat, and slender hairs cast shadows low but small, and bees have stings, although they be not great. Seas have their source, and so have shallow springs, and love is love in beggars and in kings. Seas have their source, and so have shallow springs, and love is love in beggars and in kings.
That's the Lowest Trees from Songs from the Labyrinth. Our guest Sting today on the World Cafe. Sting, you say he's better known for his sad songs. He sort of, I guess, has a best known song. I wouldn't call it his top of the pops, but "Flow My Tears" is one that
I think "Flow My Tears" actually was his biggest hit. But at the time, you know, melancholy was the fashion, and I think it's actually a good fashion. You know, it's melancholy and depression are often confused. Depression is a terrible disease. Melancholy, on the other hand, is a useful human emotion that comes from self reflection, and we need more of that in this world.
So "Flow My Tears" fit perfectly in with the time, and actually has it's interesting to hear you do these. I remember as a child hearing the Deller Consort, and I must have heard some of Dowland's work at that time, sung very formally. When you approached this, what were your models, and what did you want to do to change perhaps the models?
Well, I'm certainly no operatic singer. You know, I haven't had the training or the expertise. But I've been a singer for most of my life. And I think that these songs were written at a time before operatic technique was invented, perhaps by 100 years. Opera technique was developed to fill concert halls, opera houses. These songs were designed to be sung in small rooms. So perhaps, only perhaps, with all due respect to all the singers who sung before me, there's a kind of authenticity here. It's just a plain voice with no vibrato, and I'm just singing the notes and the words, hopefully.
All right, so this is "Flow My Tears."
Flow my tears, fall from your springs. Exiled forever, let me mourn where night's blackbird her sad infamy sings. That let me live for.
Dowland's greatest hit, "Flow My Tears," from Songs from the Labyrinth, Sting's new album. Why is it Songs from the Labyrinth?
Well, I think the labyrinth is a useful metaphor for music and me. A labyrinth is not a maze. A maze is something you get lost in. A labyrinth has one direction towards the center. And I feel I'm in the labyrinth with music. I have no idea what's at the center. It's an eternal mystery to me, but I'm drawn to it. And it just seemed a useful image to bring to this music, you know, because it's taken me further to whatever that perfection is at the center of it. I have a labyrinth in my garden. I built one that's about 100 meters across, and I walk in it every day when I can. Help it calms my mind. And I also had a lute made by my dear friend Dominic Miller that instead of the Renaissance rose at the center of the lute, he made a labyrinth for me.
Sting, this is so different from what the expectations of people who enjoy your pop music must have of what you would do. What are your expectations for this?
I like to surprise people. I don't want people to think, okay, I know what the next thing record is. I really want people to be puzzled and challenged, you know. For me as a singer-songwriter to get out of my own way and immerse myself in someone else's work and someone else's process and serve an apprenticeship is a very useful one. Otherwise, you can become very complacent and self-satisfied and smug. So I put myself at risk here and... I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy learning something new, and it's done with the greatest care and the greatest respect. But it's us. It's me and Eden.
Now, are you and Eden going to be touring salons? I mean, you say it's small room music with this.
You trying to hire us?
Well,
we play weddings, bar mitzvahs.
Eden doesn't, but I thought maybe you would.
I'll do anything.
I do weddings now.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. The question is there any loot in the loot? It's moot.
Well, we have no live loot from Sting, but we do have a concert from the year 2000. Our special Sting show continues. We'll begin this concert performance from 2000 with this version of If You Love Somebody.
Thank you, Los Angeles! If you need somebody, call my name. If you want someone, you're gonna know the same. If you wanna keep something precious, you gotta lock it up and throw away the key.
Set them free. Too late. crowd scream. On the drums, Monsieur Manu Katché. On the keyboards, Mr. Kipper. On the trumpet, Mr. Chris Bolte. And on the keyboard, Mr. Jason Rebello. See me with you, and all the things you do keep turning round and round in my mind. Hey. Wow. Forget the weather, we should always be together. And any other thought is unkind.
Say, come on.
Whoa, I'm a alien.
Englishman in New York, Sting in concert from the year 2000. We've got more of this special performance coming up. I'm David Dye. You're listening to Sting in Concert on the World Cafe. Let's get back to the stage with Brand New Day.
Same old smile you've been thinking of all day. I can be tired. Luster on the sea. My skirt's too short, my tights have run. These new heels are killing me. A second pack of cigarettes, a slow night, but there's time yet. Here comes John from his other life. He may be driving to his wife, but he's slowed down. Take a look, I've learned to read them just like books. It's already 10:30. They'll be back again. Headlights in the rainy street. I check, make sure it's not the heat. I wink, I smile, I wave my hand. He stops and seems to understand the small transaction we must make. I tell him that my heart will break if he's not a generous man. I step into his van. They say the first, the hardest trick. And after that, it's just a matter of logic. They have the money, I got the time. Being pretty's my only crime. You ask what future do I see? I say it's really up to me. I say, I don't need forgiving. I'm just making a living. Don't judge me. You could be me in another life, in another set of circumstances. Don't judge me. One more night, I'll just have to take my chances. Tomorrow we'll see. Friend of mine, he wound up dead. His dress was stained the color red. No next of kin, no fixed abode. Another victim on this road. The police just carted him away, but someone took his place next day. He was home by Thanksgiving, but not with the living. Don't judge me. You could be me in another life, in another set of circumstances. Don't judge me. One more night, I'll just have to take my chances. It's just not in my plan for someone to care who I am. I'm walking the streets for money. It's the
business of love. You ever
Every Breath You Take, finishing up our concert with Sting today on the World Cafe.